This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Port Austin Township Board of Trustees has approved accepting a Department of Natural Resources grant from the Huron County Economic Development Corporation. The board decided to put the grant money into an account earmarked for the Grindstone City Boating Access Site. In October of 2025, Lisa Pradina, who is the Port Austin Community Liaison with the DNR, attended the Michigan State Waterways Commission meeting. During the Waterway Commission meeting, Christian Kosick, who is the Chief of Parks and Recreation, requested a ribbon-cutting ceremony be held at the Port Austin State Harbor once the 2026 boating season begins. And at that meeting, and once that meeting was wrapping up, it was also noted that the Commission and DNR staff had toured various boating facilities, which included the Sebring Harbor Marina, the Bayport Boating Access Site, the Caseville Harbor, the Port Austin State Harbor, the Grindstone City Boating Access Site, and the Harbor Beach Marina. And in other news for today, during the Port Austin Township Board of Trustees meeting, it was noted that grants will be sought out to do some infrastructure improvements to the water and sewer systems. The Port Austin Area Sewer and Water Authority System was developed in 2016 to provide drinking water and sanitary sewer services to the township and the village of Port Austin. The water distribution and sanitary sewer collection systems contain over a combined 23 miles of underground piping, 243 main valves, 113 fire hydrants, a 100,000-gallon water tower, and four sanitary sewer pump stations. The Sewer and Water Authority also provides drinking water to the Point of Barks Township. The board also set a hearing on the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget meeting for March the 17th at 4:45 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruze with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The sentencing of Justin Aaron Bartlett is a formality, with the outcome predetermined by his extensive criminal history rather than the specifics of his current offense in Huron County Circuit Court. His attorney's argument for leniency, citing a substance use disorder, the small quantity of the drugs involved in the case, as well as recent personal progress, was acknowledged but ultimately outweighed by the defendant's record of 9 prior felonies and 29 misdemeanors. Judge Prill, while giving credit for Bartlett's cooperation during the arrest, aligned with the Department of Corrections recommendation, framing the sentence not as a response to this isolated incident, but as a necessary intervention given the defendant's past pattern of behavior. The core tension between the defendant's state a desire for self-rehabilitation and the court's judgment that his history requires a structured punitive response is the core of the tension of the case. And another news for today. Sherman Township approved being part of an ambulance service, and the fee for that has also been approved. The township's Board of Trustees approved becoming a constituent unit of the Eastern Huron Ambulance Service during their most recent meeting. As part of that, there will be a $40 per township resident cost for a total of $39,960. The next meeting regarding the ambulance service will be at 7 p.m. on April the 27th, and Pam Will and Marty Block both plan to attend and report back to the township with information from the meeting. During the meeting, a data center moratorium was also discussed. The board approved following the advice of their legal counsel to not issue permits until the zoning guidelines are complete. The Zoning Commission is in the process of working on those guidelines, and their next meeting will be at 7 p.m. on April the 13th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.